The following is an original production of the Sorcerer Radio Network.
Sorcerer Radio.
Hey, good morning, Metropolis. It's now 5 after the hour of 6 a.m. in the big monster city.
Slap some bacon on a biscuit. Let's go. We're burning daylight.
Everyone exaggerates on the internet.
You're listening to DW60 on Sorcerer Radio.
Welcome, one and all, to the program. It's DW60's Press Row, however you may be listening. Hello. Over on the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts. We're glad you're here to find out what is happening at the Walt Disney World Resort. I'm Jeff. She's Nicole.
I am. Hello. And we are here with another week full of Disney Parks news. How exciting. Spending time with our favorite people, talking about our favorite thing, and we're here with you. So it just keeps getting better.
Today is August the 20th, 2023. Some of you had been asking, where are you guys at?
Where you been?
Where you at? Where you at?
We was busy.
We took a couple weeks off of podcasting. Did some things with friends and family, and trying our best not to fry outside when we did these things, because one of those little adventures included the beach over here on the Gulf, and 110 degrees outside, and hey, let's go sit down on the sand. And I'm going to be honest with you, I mean, it was nice. We had like 2 10-by-10 covers going on, you know, so we had plenty of shade. But I tell you what, going out there into the Gulf, that water was so warm.
You didn't get burnt.
No, I didn't get burnt.
No, I did.
Well, you had like a size.
I had like a weird like patch on
like
my
the size of my fist.
Thigh.
Round. Yeah.
It was very strange. I don't know if I like missed sunscreen there or if it was from like standing in the water and it like reflecting. I don't know. It was very strange. It was just like a patch on the side of my leg.
But normally, when you go to the beach, you would think, you know, nice, refreshing swim, cool off a little bit, and then go back and sit down and everything. It was like getting into bath water.
Yeah.
Because the water is like 90 degrees, and it's 110 outside.
It was so hot.
So hot.
It was not refreshing like it usually is.
Yeah. And then we went to a friend's house here in the area, and we went and saw baby pigs.
Yes, they have baby piglets.
Yeah.
Oh, it was so cute.
Nicole got to hold a pig.
I sure did.
We fed goats. We fed the pigs. And just hung out.
Yeah.
You know, just kind of took it easy a little bit. But always remember that we do still have the Friday show on Sorcerer Radio over at srsounds.com, which happens Friday mornings, 8 a.m. Eastern Time. If we ever get into a situation where we're not able to do a podcast, you can always listen over there on Friday mornings, and it replays on Friday nights at 7 p.m. also.
Maybe we should find a way to like upload that, but it would really just be like, it would maybe be like 5 minutes.
Yeah, it wouldn't be very long.
It wouldn't be very much.
No, it's, I don't even think it's worth the time to upload, because there's, we cut down the amount of content on Friday mornings, so it's just headlines.
So we can play more music.
Yeah, so because we play a lot of music, and we don't do a lot of discussion on the topics that we cover. So that's why we have podcasts. But also at the same time, there has not been a lot of Disney news to talk about, to be perfectly honest. It's quiet for whatever reason, whether you want to call it summertime or whether you want to call it Disney has no idea what to do.
Well, we are... Two weeks away from Destination D.
I thought it was in November.
No, it's in September.
I always thought it was around your birthday.
It usually is, and now it's around our wedding anniversary.
Oh.
Yeah, so the first weekend in September is Labor Day weekend. The second weekend's Destination D. So but that could be why, too.
I don't even count that as to a reason why.
No?
No, I think Disney's in limbo right now.
Yeah, they don't know what they're doing.
They don't know what they want to do.
We watched a video this week about the updates to Epic Universe, like the construction progress over there. And we were just, it looks awesome. But we were just shaking our head going, Disney has gotten themselves really into a pickle because this opens in less than a year.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so sorry. 2 years. Summer 2025. But they're going to be playing catch up. Like, they don't even have anything announced, let alone started, and we know how long it takes them to build stuff.
Yeah, because after we were done watching that video, I was like, and Disney has what?
Right.
Journey of Water. Ooh. The excitement is boiling over. And those people will be like, well, you know, they do have, you know, the new area of Epcot. This global area. You know, destination they have going on. And I kind of go, that's not a draw. That's not a big draw. Disney's last big opening was Star Wars Galaxy's Edge.
Yeah.
That's kind of faded out. Even though it's still a lot of fun, yeah, it has faded
cool,
away.
It's still not cool.
Yeah. It's not new anymore. And then you go back to this time last year where we had the D23 Expo and Disney had their blue sky ideas.
Yeah.
And we've gotten really nothing else after that.
Nothing
for a
since
full
then.
Year. So we can't even say whether or not they're going to do that expansion for the Magic Kingdom or not. Whether
when
you're going to have a villains area behind a Haunted Mansion or anything. I mean, nothing that Disney is telling us other than Tiana's attraction.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it. So, like I said, not a lot to talk about when it comes to Disney news. But we still have some things for you this week.
We do. There's updates on stuff, but there's no big headlines, like breaking news type of stuff.
No.
That's okay. We're still here to chat and talk about it. We've said before that this is our normal discussion. This is during dinner. This is in the car. And that's why the show works so well, is because these are discussions that we would be having even if we didn't have a platform. So it's things that we're, you know, truly interested in, and they make a difference in your vacations. So we want to share. And I can start with a little bit of Disney Cruise Line news. So Disney announced that they plan to honor families who have cruised 50 or more times with Disney Cruise Line. This is going to be over at Castaway Cay, and they're going to have this like fence kind of, and families will be able to have their names displayed with a choice of icon. I think they have a helm, as Jeff corrected me on the show on Friday. What did I call it? Like a steering wheel?
The wheel.
The wheel. You know, the wheel.
It's just the wheel.
The wheel on a boat. An anchor, the Disney Cruise Line icon, or a compass. You can choose one of those four with your name. And it's going to go on this fence over at Castaway Cay. And you made the comment that, like, it'll be there until, like, one good hurricane.
Pretty much.
And I was like, that's so true. Like, why couldn't they have put it in, like, bricks? Like,
we've been down that road again.
Right, but that would be more permanent.
It would, but you see what happened to that.
Yeah, they were there for a good amount of time.
True, but, I mean, I like the idea. The Leave a Legacy, the monoliths.
Yeah.
Was more of a better choice that Disney made when it came to stamping your mark on a Disney vacation, in a way.
I thought they were an eyesore.
Well, I'm not talking about their placement. I'm talking about the monoliths themselves.
Oh, like how it was like engraved. Like
yes, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah, was not the best location for them to put them in at first. They are still around. You still can go and see them. They're outside of the entrance of Epcot. But it's hard to do something like that at a place like Castaway Cay.
Mm-hmm.
You want to not leave a big footprint of something like League of a Legacy on that island. They try to keep it as natural as possible and everything. And I get that. But I do hope that Disney builds it in a way to where it can withstand storms, because it's directly in the path of so many different storms every single year during hurricane season.
It looks like wood. Maybe it's not.
Yeah, maybe it's not.
Maybe it's metal that's made to look like wood or stamped or...
But there's only going to be a select few that can get on it, because 50 cruises.
In 25 years.
In 25 years. I mean, that right there is an accomplishment in its own. To be part of that exclusive club. I know there can't be many of them out there. That's a lot of cruising. And Disney's not exactly the most affordable Disney Cruise Line, but it is one of the best.
Imagine if they did something. Yeah. I mean, they can't do something like that for the parks, because there's people that go every single day.
Yeah. Oh, gosh. Yeah. Are you kidding me? But I like the idea of it, though.
Yeah.
I think that's
cool. So that's cool. And then the other bit of Cruise Line news was we finally found out when we're going to get some more information about the Disney Treasure. So Wednesday, August 30th at 11 a.m. Eastern, Disney Parks blog says to join them for a grand virtual reveal of the all-new vessel during the world premiere of, they're calling it Unlocking the Disney Treasure, Adventure Awaits on Board Disney's Newest Ship. This is, like I said, it's going to be broadcast on the Disney Parks blog. It's going to go through, like we did this for The Wish, so it's going to go through what is... going to be on the ship. We can learn a little bit more, because all we've really seen is what the helm, so we know Voyager Mini, is that what they call her? Voyager Mini is going to be on the keel. I mean, it was on the keel coin, and she's on the bow of the ship. And then they have Peter Pan and Hook, and then trying to think. Oh, and Aladdin, Jasmine, and Carpet are the statue in the lobby. That's all we really know. So they're going to be giving us some more information, you know, what dining we can see, what lounges we can expect, all that information. And there's been some rumors about what we can expect to see. And one of them is a Haunted Mansion bar. I would be excited about that. Let's see. I wrote them down. A Haunted Mansion bar and lounge, a Coco dinner show, and a Moana stage show. Those are kind of the rumors that are out. What do you? Any input there?
I don't want to say the Star Wars lounge on the Wish didn't work. I think it's a big hit.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's too small.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping that's not the case with this rumored Haunted Mansion lounge. I hope it's a good size.
I'd hope that they'd keep the Star Wars lounge.
Well, we don't know if it's replacing that or not. Right. We have no idea.
Because the theme of the ship is adventure.
It is.
And so that would fit.
But Star Wars fits as well.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's what Star Wars would fit, the theme of adventure.
Okay. I would expect a Haunted Mansion lounge to be heavily, heavily themed in a, you know, inside of a room. Not an open, you know, open type of air lounge.
Yes.
Because I don't want it to where people can just consistently walk by all the time and mm-hmm. see what's going on. I want that to be an enclosed lounge area.
I want... that to be like dark and creepy.
Dark and creepy.
I want it to smell, you know,
dusty,
musty, damp. Like, yeah. I want there to be fog. Like, yeah. I want it to feel like you're in a graveyard.
Think of it as like Trader Sam's with all kinds of effects.
Yeah.
That's what I would expect for something like this.
I feel like it would probably be themed to like the dinner, like the dinner room, the dining room scene. But I would want it
to be the graveyard. Oh, you mean where they're doing the birthday party and everything?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
I would want it to be the graveyard.
I would just, you know, I want some of those effects like Trader Sam's.
Yeah.
The stuff constantly happening within the bar. If somebody orders something special, you know, drinks that come out that bubble, you know, and have dry ice, you know, coming off of them and everything.
Yeah.
And, you know, some of the drinks would have... those light up cubes that are, you know, purple or green, you know, the colors of Haunted Mansion. Some some food options that are, you know, Haunted Mansion themed as well would be really nice. And I'm sure that's going to happen.
Yeah.
Coco show, I'm excited about. I love Coco.
Yes.
I've never seen a Disney Cruise Line show.
Nope.
So I don't know.
Well, so this would be a dinner show.
Yeah.
So similar to, they have Arendelle Frozen on the Wish. There's a Tiana's version, and there's a Rapunzel's version on some of the other ships.
I've heard the Anna and Elsa, and I've seen it on YouTube. I don't want to go to that. It's just a little too much in your face, and from what I hear, it's very loud.
I feel like that would be a Palo or Enchanté night for us.
Yeah, I think so. But I want a Star Wars-themed restaurant.
Yes, that's what...
that's what I said on Friday.
It's what we've been asking for since...
forever.
We heard about Galaxy's Edge.
Right.
That's what we heard, or that's what we've been asking for when we heard about Star Cruiser. Like, you just want Star Wars character dining.
I mean, you've done it with Marvel on the Wish. Mm-hmm. Why can't you take that same concept of that type of restaurant and put it on this new ship? Star Wars. People want it. It would be, people would go on that cruise just to do the Star Wars character dining. Mm-hmm. And whether it's characters coming by your table or up on the screen like they've been doing and stuff like that, or a mixture of the two, people would love it. I think it'd be great.
That's what the one on the Wish is. It's a mix.
Yeah.
You saw
what happened with Galactic Star Cruiser in that themed restaurant. Mm-hmm. It's going to be no more in, what, a month's time?
Yeah.
So give the people what they want, what they've been asking for, not what they wanted but couldn't afford.
Right.
That's what they need to do.
And you're still getting money for it because it's going to be on a cruise ship.
Exactly. I just don't like the fact that I can't watch this because it's in the middle of the day and I'm at work.
Ooh, I'll be watching.
You know, I can't get a signal inside of my building anyway, so there's no way I'd be able to watch. And the content would probably be blocked at work anyway.
Oh, I'll be watching.
With my situation. So I'm not going to get to watch it until I get home. Hopefully it's still available. I would hope so.
Yeah.
So people don't spoil it, please.
You don't want me to text you every
I don't. Cause one, I'll be working and I can't respond to a bunch of text messages, but I don't want it spoiled. And it's a virtual tour as well. So, I mean, what's it really going to have?
I don't know.
It's
supposed enough. And then the other rumor is some pirates in it. Oh, Moana. So when they first announced the treasure, they showed the camera like panned by the portholes and there were characters in each porthole. First was the ghost from the Haunted Mansion. Then it was Miguel from Coco. And then it was Moana. And so the other thought is a stage show for Moana. Which is fine. I think that'll be fine. I think that of those stories translates best into a stage show.
I think the thing with me and shows, once I've seen it once, I don't need to see it again.
Yeah.
Type thing. So it's okay. You know, we'll see.
But I'm excited about the treasure. I think I'm more excited about the treasure than the Wish. And I don't know.
I don't know about that. I don't know.
TBD, we'll have to see. That's next week. So we still have one show until then, and then we'll talk about it after that. Thankfully, it's coming out on a Wednesday, so we can talk about it before it'll come out before we record the show.
Do you think this new ship is going to cause the Wish to do more than just 3-night sailings?
Well, so I thought maybe this wasn't going to be out of Florida, but it is.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So I don't know if this is going to go out of Miami or if the Wish is going to move to Miami and this will go out of Port. I think this is going to go out of Port Canaveral. And then maybe the Wish will go out of Miami and do 5-night Eastern Caribbean.
Well, that's fine. I mean, I'll still be on my 7-night Royal Cruise. So
For less.
And yeah, that's where I'll be. So
I really like the treasure and... And, you know, if the opportunity presents itself, I would definitely like to go.
Oh, yeah. I would not turn it down.
I just feel more excited about this ship than I did for the Wish. Like, I'm not like a big princess girly. I have been, and I like them. This seems like more up my alley.
This all coming from someone who had a very princess-like moment at 1900 Park Fair a few years ago.
I didn't like him.
I know, but you had a moment.
I did.
You had a real princess moment.
I did.
So don't let her fool you.
No, I like the princesses, but like Haunted Mansion, Coco, Jungle Cruise, Pirates, Moana, like I think that's more my speed. What else? What else do I have? Oh, Encanto. So Mirabelle, gosh, I tripped over that. Mirabelle is going to begin meeting and greeting at the Magic Kingdom on September 15th. She is taking over the previous Merida meet and greet in the Magic Kingdom. All right, that area is going to be transformed into Casita. And you'll be able to meet Mirabelle there. On the same day, Bruno is going to take part in the Disney Adventure Friends Cavalcade. You'll be able to see him in that cavalcade throughout the park. That'll also be on September 15th. Because September is Latin American Heritage Month. Hispanic and Latin American Heritage Month. So glad to see Disney making an effort to celebrate these cultures, and I'm glad to see Mirabelle in the park. You've been able to meet her at Disneyland for quite a while, but I don't think she's really been around at Walt Disney World at all, other than like training like randomly stuff. But I like the swapping out of the characters in the parks.
I don't know if I've ever gone back there and met a character back there before.
I haven't met Merida.
Well, I know I haven't met her, no.
But I think I have before, but it wasn't Merida. It was before that.
Never been to that. I've walked by that area a bunch of times. Mm-hmm. I just don't, I've just never been back there. So,
if you two have not been there and you're not sure where it is, if you're heading into Fantasyland in Cosmic, go from the castle. The castle's on your left. You walk down the path. Cosmic Rays is on your right. And straight ahead of you is the Magic Teacups. The mm-hmm. meet and greet is on the left before you get to the Cheshire Cafe.
I wouldn't call it tucked away. It's just, there's some trees in front of it.
Yeah.
But a couple of areas where you can see in if you needed to.
Like around the corner.
Yeah.
Like around a corner, kind of.
Just a short step away from the Wishing Well.
Yeah. Yep. That's where that is. A little bit of Cruise Line news. A little bit of Magic Kingdom news. What about you? What do you got for us?
I thought you had one more.
No, that's what I had. There was two Disney Cruise Line.
Epcot news, Hollywood yes. Studios news.
Sorry, I didn't write it down. So Disney announced actually today, earlier today, right before we recorded, that trams are coming back to Epcot. Trams are coming back to Hollywood Studios only a year later than Disney said they would be. But better late than never, I guess.
Yeah, I guess.
But trams will be returning to Epcot and to Hollywood Studios. They said in September. We didn't get a day. I don't know that they have a day. I truly believe that one day you're just going to go park and there's just going to be trams.
They're just going to show up out of nowhere.
Yeah. Yep. I think that's how it's going to go. Because that's kind of how it happened last time. You remember we were driving before they had announced they were coming back.
Yeah.
And we saw them at the Magic Kingdom. And we were like, oh my God, trams!
It's just so... It's been too long for them to have waited to do this.
And that was last August.
Yeah. I mean, especially at times, you know, like now, with summer crowds, food and wine festival.
So hot.
So hot. By the end of the day, your feet are killing you, and the humidity's still so bad, even at 11 o'clock at night.
Yeah.
And you got to walk all the way back to your vehicle. The tram is just your, well, it's your final attraction for the night.
Yeah.
And it shortens your walk. You're so thankful for it, but I don't know what Disney was thinking. I mean, I know they wanted to build a new area for the trams to drop off in. A new turnaround area. Yeah, at Epcot. Which, of course, you know, definitely made sense, but that's been done for a while. They finished that up, what, a couple months ago?
And, like, just why a whole year later?
Yeah. Yeah. Real strange.
A year after they announced them.
We've been lucky the last few times we've gone, though, with Hollywood Studios parking where we haven't had to walk that far.
Oh my gosh, one time we parked in like the very first row.
Yeah.
We're like, this is cool.
Yeah, it was like a 5-minute walk.
And then when we went Major Lightsaber, it was the same thing. We came, you know, after park hopping, so it was later in the day. And
a couple of rows, like row 2 or 3 or something like that.
Walking distance, very close.
Because we saw a cloud coming after I had made my lightsaber. And we're like, okay, we need to hurry it back up to the vehicle. And it took us zero time.
Yeah.
Compared to what it would have taken if we had parked way out in the boonies somewhere.
I really wanted a sweatshirt, and I made us take a detour, and he's like, we have got to hurry.
We need to go. Yeah, you got your sweatshirt, though. So that was good, right?
I love it. Yeah, that was my Pixar Pride. And they didn't come out with Pixar Pride merch this year, unfortunately. So I'm glad I got it.
Really? Mm. Interesting.
No, they had Marvel and Star Wars, maybe? But no Pixar.
Shocking.
Mm-hmm. I'm out.
Who do you think needed it more, Hollywood Studios or Epcot?
Probably Epcot. I feel like there are probably more people at Epcot. And especially if you're drinking all day, like walking through traffic back to the car at the end of the night, probably need a tram.
Either one of those parks, in my opinion, needed to open back up with trams before Animal Kingdom.
Yeah.
And that's just based off of the attendance, the amount of people stay in that park.
Yeah.
It's just not as crowded.
Yeah, I think Animal Kingdom has the bigger parking lot. Animal Kingdom or Epcot? I think Animal Kingdom has the bigger parking lot.
But doesn't get as full.
Right, right, but there's less people.
Yeah.
And I think the risk of people walking in traffic after they leave the park is at Epcot.
Oh, yeah. Most definitely. Oh, jeez.
That alone should have brought the trams back.
Yeah, it should have. I agree.
Is that it? Yeah, that's all I got. What about you?
So I want to talk about Give Kids the World first.
Yes.
If you don't know what Give Kids the World is, Give Kids the World Village is a nonprofit resort that provides week-long, no-cost Central Florida vacations to children who are critically ill and also for their families. Well, on August the 26th, they're going to host an evening with Linda Larkin and Jonathan Freeman. Now, both of them are the voices of Princess Jasmine and also Jafar. Mm-hmm. And that's from the Disney classic animated film Aladdin that we all love so much. And they're going to be, you know, part of its speaker series that benefits the village's mission, which I talked about before.
Mm-hmm.
Start time is going to be around 7 p.m. Doors going to open at 6:30. This experience is very well priced. It's only $59.99. And there's also a VIP experience that's also available that has a start time of 5:30 p.m. So if you want to look into that, you can. But $59.99 for this is really not bad.
Right.
You can purchase tickets for 50% off.
It's even better,
right?
Yeah.
All you have to do is enter the code GKTW50 at the Eventbrite website. Just head over to the Give Kids the World Village website. It'll take you to the website that you need to go to and use that code and 50% off that $59.99.
Crazy.
Yeah.
These are things that like we would do in a heartbeat if we were there.
Oh, if we were local, we'd definitely be doing it 100%. I mean, we loved Give Kids the World Village so much just for the Christmas lights that they had that we would go to other events even if it's not the holidays.
Right. Oh, yeah.
We just really enjoyed it.
And then because you know that where your money's going to.
Yes.
Right?
Like, I agree.
You know that Give Kids the World is taking what we love, the theme parks in Central Florida, and making that accessible to families of children with critical diagnoses. And just giving them the opportunity and their families to experience what we love cost-free.
It was really something to walk around the village during the holidays, you know, with all the lights and everything else. But to walk around at your own pace and get to see these homes that these families get to stay in and then the facilities that they had at the same time was really an eye-opening experience. So when, you know, Nicole talks about is to knowing where your money goes, it goes a long way.
Right, like to see it in person and be like, okay.
Yeah, now I get it.
Yeah.
It's not just hotel rooms. These are actual homes, gosh. You know.
Beautiful homes.
Yes.
And I think a big hurdle sometimes for families like this to visit the parks is accessibility. And being able to see the, you know, they have attractions at Give Kids a World. They have an ice cream shop and restaurants and makeovers like the Bibbidi Bobbidi Boutique. All of that that's accessible for any type of mobility aid or disability or anything like that. Just what they do is so special.
I would love the opportunity to have somebody from Give Kids the World come on the show and talk about the village.
Yeah.
And everything that they provide.
Probably make that happen.
You know, what's included, the accessibility that every home has. And a lot of these are like duplex homes.
Yeah.
It's two different homes rolled into one. Each has their own driveway. They have kitchens, you know, the bathrooms, wheelchair accessible. There's a pool area. And it just, it's like a regular Florida neighborhood, but it's a resort at the same time.
And it's close to everything.
It's very close. Yeah.
When we visited, I was shocked.
Yeah, it was not far away at all.
Right off 192, and then you took a turn, and we were there. And we were like, oh.
It's fantastic. If you've never looked up Give Kids the World Village before, I encourage you to do so.
Yeah, if you're interested in volunteering, you can do your volunteer orientation online.
Yep.
So that you can take time out of your Central Florida vacation and spend some time at the village volunteering.
Over at the Magic Kingdom, of course, we've got Mickey's Not-So-Scary Halloween Party going on.
Oh, I want to go. So bad.
I hear about this every day. Every day.
Jeff's like, I just don't respond.
I just don't even say anything anymore.
He just lets me be on my merry way.
And with, you know, that being the big deal right now in the Magic Kingdom, of course, the big focal point of that is the Haunted Mansion attraction. And during the Halloween party, it does get some extra effects, some lighting, some live characters, pictures, and things like that as well. So it's themed very nicely during Halloween time. It's themed great period, year round.
Right.
But in recent weeks, we did talk about how they were going down for a quick refurbishment at the Magic Kingdom. And we thought that it was going to include the Hatbox Ghost before the Haunted Mansion movie started, before Halloween party started, and that just didn't happen. And that portion of the attraction is not going to be completed. They've got it set up. They've got a curtain up. We know the area that it's going to go into, but it's not going to be complete until later this year, which is way off from what the entire Disney community thought was going to happen.
It made sense to happen.
It did. It really did.
Like, what, again, is running behind that they couldn't get? I mean, they announced it a year ago, and you couldn't get it together to in time for the party and the movie?
Yeah.
Come on.
The weird thing about this is the area that it's apparently going into.
Yeah.
So there is some temporary barriers around a spot there at the endless hallway. Where the Hatbox Ghost is supposedly going to be appearing. The only real update that they got out of this refurbishment is the fact that Madame Leota got a brand new hairdo inside her crystal ball.
She got her hairs did.
Yeah. Which a lot of people had a very positive reaction to. They say it looks a lot better than what it used to. Not that we were disappointed with how Madame Leota looked. Yeah. They just said, hey, they kind of upgraded it a little bit and it looks great. And it does look really good. From the pictures that we've seen.
It's one of those, like, you almost didn't realize that she needed an update until she got one. And you're like, oh yeah, that looks a lot better. Like she, you know, that's just how she looked. Like it didn't look like she was in disrepair.
No, nothing like that. No. No, I don't think so. That's just how Madame Leota has always looked.
Yeah.
So you didn't think anything differently. So eventually that will happen. I hope it happens before the holiday season, at least.
Yeah, come on.
I mean, I don't know what you're waiting for, why it's taking so long. You've had plenty of time to do this. Want to talk about Give Kids the World Village one more time, because they and Walt Disney World have teamed up for a brand new fundraiser to support the village. So from August the 16th 2023 through October 16th, 2023, you can visit give.gktw.org/castle if you would like to enter for the chance to be treated like royalty and actually live the fairy tale experience, because you have the chance to win a prize package that includes this. Check this out. A one-night stay in the Cinderella Castle suite, which has been around for, gosh, what?
Ever?
15 years?
Yeah.
And there's literally only a handful of people that have been able to stay. I remember when it was the big deal during the Year of a Million Dreams promotion at Walt Disney World.
Yeah.
And they just randomly selected somebody and you got to stay, you know, in the suite for one night. I mean, just truly just amazing.
Dreams and goals.
Just absolutely crazy. But there's more than just that. The package also includes domestic round-trip airfare in coach. No first class or anything. Let's not get crazy, okay? You get a two-night stay in a standard room at a deluxe Disney resort hotel. You get a three-day theme park ticket with park hopper option, a $500 Disney gift card for the winner, and also breakfast at Cinderella's Royal Table.
Room, board, flight,
all of
shopping.
It. All of it. All by making a donation to enter. That's all you have to do, is make a donation to enter however many times you want to. I think it's, is it per dollar?
I don't know. I don't know how much it is to enter. We were talking earlier this week because people were commenting on their Facebook posts and they were like, I can't believe, or no, what'd they say? Well, and they were like upset you had to pay to enter. And I'm like, you're going to like pay, you're making a donation. But then the other thing was, what was it? Oh, they were like, I'm sure the person that donates the most money is going to win. And I was like, right, that's how this works, because they have the most entries. Like, their chances of winning are higher.
Yeah. So check this out. I mean, even this kind of blows my mind. Okay, so one entry is a donation of $10. Mm-hmm. Three entries is $30, $5.50, $10, $100, 25 entries is $250, $50, $500, $100 is $1,000, $250 is $2,500.
Right.
So even if you went to the website and you did a $10 donation, you could possibly win this vacation for simply donating $10.
And if you didn't, if you don't win, you still donated $10 to Give Kids the World.
Yeah, it just...
Win-win.
It is kind of a win-win if you think about it. So, see, look at these pictures. Look at this. Does that not look amazing inside that Cinderella Castle suite?
I just want to go see it.
I just want to tour it one time. I just want to go in.
I have toured some of the most expensive rooms at Walt Disney World. I have toured Polynesian bungalows. I have toured the 3-bedroom grand villa at Riviera that has its own doorbell. Like, I have toured some of the most outlandish and expensive rooms at Walt Disney World. I am dying to see this. Like, I don't even need to stay in it. I just want to go in it.
I just want to be in its presence.
Yeah.
You think somebody goes in there and dusts daily?
Maybe not daily.
It just looks so pristine and so clean. And
I know there's certain areas amazing. Of it that you can't take pictures of. I think one of it is the entryway.
Also, people don't know where it is exactly.
Well, there's like a foyer, like when you walk in. And you can't take pictures there. And then I think parts of the bathroom, maybe. Like the toilet, I think. Like the toilet's supposed to be gold. I don't know, it's not made of gold, but it's gold color. I've seen the bathtub, and they have the pretty mosaic behind it. But I think the toilet you can't take a picture of. And I don't know why. Like, I don't know if that is like an image issue. Like, you know how you can't have, like, you wouldn't have like a Mickey Mouse mimosa. Like, you won't see characters and alcohol combined together in the parks. So I don't know if that has anything to do with it. But they have Rapunzel-themed bathrooms, so I don't think that's the case.
Okay, I'm going to take a
quick look at the Google here. Okay, look at all these images.
Yeah, see if you can
find the toilet. See if we can find the toilet.
Yeah.
So there's the bathroom. Uh-huh. There's the sink. There is the tub with the starry sky with the light.
There's the toilet.
Okay, there's a toilet.
There it is, but keep going. Can you find another one?
It's not a very good... It's a good picture. It just looks like a normal toilet, though.
It's square.
Yeah, it is. It is square. I didn't even notice that.
It's a square toilet.
That is a square toilet.
Like, the hole in the toilet is circular, but the toilet itself is square.
Okay, I'm going to really refine the search here.
Cinderella Castle Suite toilet. And then see if you can find the foyer. There's that same picture.
Yeah.
There's a picture of it closed.
Yeah.
And is it square?
It is. That's so weird.
There's another one. I think that's the same picture, though.
As the one we saw up there, yeah. If you haven't Googled, just Google it, because it's interesting.
You can Google Cinderella Castle Suite toilet. But yeah, there's like two pictures on Google.
Yeah.
And then the foyer, like entryway is another one that I don't think you're supposed to take a picture of.
Let's see. Entry.
Yeah. But like once you first get inside, there's like a little like foyer. Is that it on the right?
That looks... I was going to say that looks like...
Oh, is that Cinderella's Royal Table?
Either that or over at the Be Our Guest restaurant.
I've never eaten there.
Oh, gosh. It's so good.
I've heard it's really good.
It is so good.
Our friends Jen and David went there on their honeymoon before the characters were back. And they had like a duck entree. It was like duck three ways. And they said it was so good.
Maybe this is it right here.
Yeah.
That kind of looks like it.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's hard for you guys to see, but just Google it.
You can see it.
Just Google it.
But and then there's no other pictures. But there's some other stuff that you just aren't supposed to take pictures of. I think there's some like movie props. But $10
$10. That's not bad. And you could win.
You could.
You could win.
You have just as good of chance.
Like if you, between August with like now and October 16th, just donate $10 out of every paycheck.
Mm-hmm.
Here you go. You got a chance. So, just saying. There's one other thing I want to talk about. Remember what we talked about this morning? Movie-wise?
Which one?
Snow White.
Oh, yes.
I wanted to mention this. No, not the Truman Show.
We did watch the Truman Show this morning.
For like 5 minutes.
Well, yeah, I see. don't be shocked. I did not watch a movie.
No,
it was just on the TV.
Don't let her fool you. I had noticed on TikTok that there's a lot of backlash on social media about the live action version of Snow White currently in production right now. And, you know, I thought, okay, is it a race thing? I don't really see it as a race thing.
No.
I don't get that. I don't really see that. What seems to be the problem is, one, they don't have the seven dwarfs in the film,
mm-hmm.
according to, you know, what an actress is saying. Snow White herself, the woman playing Snow White. They are probably not going to have Prince Charming, or what's his name, in the film.
Yeah, Prince Charming.
Prince Charming. This Snow White film is not going to be like the classic film.
No.
It is not going to be a focus on Snow White, the Seven Dwarfs, and her meeting her Prince Charming, falling in love.
Yeah, it's not a retelling.
Yes. It's more or less Snow White finding out and becoming the woman that she wants to be and becoming a leader that her father tells her that she's going to be when she's very young.
Which is fine.
Yeah, it's fine.
But don't call it Snow White. Because if you call the film Snow White, it seems like, okay, here's a remake or a live action of the story that you're familiar with. And it's not. The other kind of controversy with the film has been that actress that they picked to play Snow White, not for the same reason as Little Mermaid, but because in all of these media interviews, she's just been like complaining and like talking down about the original version of the film.
And the fact that she didn't like it, was scared of it.
Yeah, she was scared of it. She doesn't like the attraction. Like, she doesn't think, you know, like all the things that are wrong with it. And right, like 2023 and when that film was made, totally different times, right? Like, there's going to be a lot
of changes. What was her quote? It's not 1937 anymore.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Like, correct. It is not 1937.
Good job. You know how to tell time. I appreciate that.
But yeah, so that's been the other like kind of hot topic that like they picked an actress who doesn't like the original film, which I don't know if that maybe gives her like more incentive to create like a great new age Snow White, but it's not a Snow White retelling. And I'd be fine if, like, you know, we've seen Enchanted. We've seen the ABC series Once Upon a Time. Like, we've seen characters from the classic films
as a different version of themselves.
Right. And and not a retelling of their story. But then, I don't know, don't call it Snow White. I don't know.
It's just the fact that my problem is this. Where is Disney's original storytelling? Where is it gone? What happened to it?
Oh, man, we've been saying this for years.
What has happened to it? Because Little Mermaid did okay as a live action.
Mm-hmm.
It was not a hit like Disney thought it would be. And other live action films have not been a hit like Disney thought it was going to be. They're going to, you know, do a live action of Moana. Disney is expecting for this to be a home run. I don't think it's going to be.
No. I think people are tired of it.
Even if you do have Dwayne Johnson in the film, it doesn't matter. It's not going to be the hit Disney thinks it's going to be. The original animated films that Disney does is what sells and people enjoy, what Disney fans love. Them trying to go the route of... Good example is what started off great live action was Pirates of the Caribbean. Why? Because there wasn't an original to go off of.
Right.
They created that. They, you know, this wonderful world, a great character with Johnny Depp, and it was fantastic, and it sold all kinds of tickets, made millions and millions of dollars with Pirates of the Caribbean.
Well, same thing with the attraction. When was the last time we got an original attraction?
Yeah.
Pirates, Haunted Mansion, Jungle Cruise, like, come on.
So, why do another remake, but just live version, when they're not doing well?
I mean, we're not anti-IP.
No, not even.
No.
That's not what I'm even getting at. Just, I want Disney's originality to come back. I want their good original storytelling to come back. Elemental didn't do that great because they didn't promote it.
No.
They didn't talk about it. It's pretty sad. The last great, for me, animated film was Coco. For me, you're different.
I liked Encanto.
Yeah.
I liked Onward.
It's okay.
I really liked Encanto. You couldn't even sit through it.
No,
but I really liked
Encanto. I fell asleep at one point and then I just lost complete total interest in it. I just didn't like it.
But I haven't watched Elemental. We all know I'm a Pixar stan, but I haven't watched it.
Yeah.
I don't know, it didn't like capture my interest.
But when you have an actress who's kind of just running her mouth a whole bunch during press events, how she didn't like this, she didn't like that, do you kind of...
Oh, I also like Inside Out. Did you watch that? Have you seen that one?
Yeah.
Okay.
What was I saying?
The actress running her mouth.
Okay, yeah, thank you. Maybe she wasn't the best choice. Maybe not. Just based off the way she acts during interviews and the way she talks about the original Disney film and just kind of puts Disney down, yet while filming a Disney film.
What's interesting is that
I don't like that.
She continues saying this stuff, and you know that she's being coached. Like, her media presence is being coached. And if Disney didn't want her to say that stuff, she wouldn't be. So it makes me wonder if if she's being encouraged to have this position so that people know that this is not the same film.
But your title says it is.
Even Gal Gadot. Gal Gadot? She said the same thing.
Like Wonder Woman.
Right. But they were both in they were in an interview together because she's in the movie as well.
Yeah.
And she said the same thing. She's like, it's not 1937?
Yeah.
She's like, it's not 1937 anymore. And I get that. But I think they're capitalizing off the familiarity with the original story and then making very clear that it's not the original story. Well, that's great, but then don't compare the two.
You know who did great with this? Snow White and the Huntsman.
Mm-hmm.
Great film. Great film. And Snow White established herself as being like a hero, not just helpless and sleeping and waiting for Prince Charles. No, she established herself. And if that's what they want to do, then do that, but change the title. This is not a retelling of Snow White. It's a new look of Snow White. Right?
Right. Like we said, Once Upon a Time, Enchanted, like we've seen them do this before.
Yeah, we have. Not taking anything away from the actress herself and her acting ability. Disney picked her for a reason, so obviously she's good. Obviously. It's just these interviews that she's doing. It's just painting a bad picture, and the internet's not taking it very well. And what do we always say?
Everyone exaggerates on the internet.
Maybe they are, maybe they're not. I don't know. I don't know. But here's the thing. Even with all this being said, it makes me want to see it.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it makes me want to see it. Why is it so controversial? Now I want to find out. Now I want to see the film. Because before I just kind of went, okay, retelling of Snow White, fun. All right. And why are there no dwarves? Could somebody answer this, please?
There's supposed to be 7 of them.
Maybe this is my biggest problem. No, do I have to have Snow White and the 7 dwarfs inside of a cottage with a bunch of birds and animals jumping around and singing? No, I don't have to have that, but it would be great. They did it in Little Mermaid. It worked. They did original songs. They did new songs and a lot of great scenes from the original film. And it did well. Why can't we do that with Snow White? I don't know.
TBD.
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 TBD. We'd love to hear your opinions. Let us know. Send us a text. Send us a voicemail. 408-909-DW60. All you got to do to call. We got to do a birthday. Want to do a birthday?
Birthday!
Birthday time. All right, let's go to birthdays. Here we go. Ba-dum, ba-dum, ba-dum. They say it's your birthday. What's our birthday say?
It says, hey, Jeff and Nicole.
Hey.
Hello. I hope you guys are doing well. We wanted to send an extra special shout out to our son, Liam, who celebrated his first birthday on Wednesday the 16th. Crazy to think that his shout out last year was while we were still in the hospital. Last weekend, we had a Mickey Mouse themed birthday party for his actual birthday. We spent the day exploring the Disney 100 exhibit at the Franklin Institute in Philadelphia. We can't wait to take him on his first trip to Disney World in March and introduce him to the most magical place on earth. We love you guys and love the show. That is from the Herds, Maggie, Drew, and Liam.
Thank you so much for your email, Liam. Happy first birthday. You get a...
Heck yeah!
Heck yeah!
Get those sparkles, too.
Sparkles!
Hope you had a good birthday.
It was my best.
Hey, hope hey. It was a messy birthday with your cake and everything.
Oh, yeah.
Super messy. Super messy. One more birthday shout-out real quick. Says, I would like to give a huge shout-out to my daughter, Taylor. She hits her 29th birthday on August the 25th, which is coming up this next week. We are in Disney celebrating at our first Mickey's Not-So-Scary Halloween party. Says, we love you, Mom and Kay.
Oh, love that. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
29.
29 years old.
Have you watched New Girl?
No.
He goes, 29? 29?
So she gets that.
Heck yeah.
Taylor, and you get sparkles too.
Hope you have a wonderful Disney vacation and a wonderful happy birthday as well. You want to send in a birthday shout out, just give us a call or send a voicemail. Send it to DW60. What was the... gee whiz.
Our email?
Just forgot. Yes.
DW60 at srsounds.com. You can shoot us a text or call and leave a voicemail for 408-909-3960, which is 408-909-DW60.
Wow, totally forgot that. Just totally slipped my mind. For everybody celebrating a birthday, this message is for you.
Hiya, pals. We heard it was somebody's birthday.
Oh, Mickey, I love birthdays.
Me too. And guess what? Donald and Daisy brought a special cake for ya.
Come on, everybody. Time to feed.
Oh, great idea, Donald. Ready, everyone? On the count of three.
One, two, three.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy, happy birthday to you.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
Sorcerer Radio, srsounds.com.
You know what Nicole has not had me do yet?
What?
And I'm so thankful. Go into the attic and bring down Halloween decorations.
I don't know. Are they in the attic?
I think some of them are in the attic. I think some are on the shelf there in the garage. But she has not made me do it yet. You want to know why?
Because it's not your birthday.
Because, well... I don't allow it till after September 1st. That's a thing.
Yeah.
But it's coming.
It is. I have refrained from pumpkin coffees and Halloween coffee cups.
Oh, no, you haven't. No, you haven't.
I haven't used them.
You have used it.
No.
You didn't use your brand new Halloween cup that you got at TJ Maxx?
No, I did not.
Okay.
Nope. All right. So I have no pumpkin coffee, no coffee cups, none of it.
But it's still out there.
At least until after your birthday.
No, September 1st.
Okay.
Yeah. Remember, according to you, it's a whole month. So I get birthday month.
Okay. All right. That's true.
Yeah.
September 1st.
Okay. All right.
Thanks for joining us.
Appreciate it.
Thanks for hanging out with us. We hope you enjoyed the show. You can find us on Facebook, DW60 Press Row Facebook page, Instagram, and TikTok at DW60 Press Row. Leave us a voicemail, 408-909-DW60, or send us an email, DW60@srsounds.com.
Patreon members.
Ah, yes.
Thank you.
We appreciate you. Forever and ever and ever. Get some new content up on Patreon this week. I think what else? I think that's it. These are so much fun for us to just be able to sit and chat and like kind of go off on tangents, and it just always feels like we're hanging out with our friends.
Appreciate everybody checking out the podcast. Remember to give us a 5-star rating and also review the podcast over on Apple Podcasts. Helps us out a lot. Share it when you're listening. Let people know about DW60's Press Row. We definitely appreciate every single one of you and everybody listening on all the platforms as well. We thank you as well for checking out the show. So until next time, we hope you have a fantastic and magical week. Take care, everybody. Bye-bye.